Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Today, we're diving into something pretty intense, the Dark Night of the Soul. Now, I know that sounds like something straight out of a gothic novel, right? But trust me, this is more about self-discovery than bats and spooky castles. Ever felt like you've hit a wall in life? Like everything feels pointless, your usual joys just seem blah, and you're struggling to find meaning in anything. You know that feeling when the world around you feels grey, even though it's technically sunny outside? Well, my friend, you might be experiencing what philosophers call the dark night of the soul. Think of it like this. We all go through cycles in life. We have our highs, triumphs, celebrations, moments of pure joy. But then there are these low points, these dips where everything feels a bit off. The dark night of the soul isn't just a bad day, it's a period of deep questioning and transformation. It's like your soul is taking an intense journey inward, shedding old beliefs and patterns that no longer serve you. So, how do we navigate the shadowy terrain? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you weather the storm. 1. Embrace the discomfort. This is a big one. The dark night of the soul isn't meant to be comfortable. It's uncomfortable because it forces us to confront things we might have been avoiding, our fears, insecurities, past traumas. But here is the thing. Embracing the discomfort is actually how we grow. By facing our shadows head on, we gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and emerge stronger on the other side. 2. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or even a spiritual advisor. Sharing your feelings with others can help you process them and feel less isolated. Remember, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is crucial. Be kind to yourself during this challenging time. Don't judge yourself for feeling lost or confused. Instead, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a loved one going through a similar experience. 4. Focus on your breath. When things feel overwhelming, take a moment to focus on your breath. Deep, slow breaths can help calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. This simple act of mindfulness can be incredibly grounding during times of uncertainty. 5. Remember that this is temporary. The dark night of the soul isn't forever. It's a passage, a period of transformation that eventually leads to growth and renewal. Keep reminding yourself of this even when it feels like you're stuck in darkness, there is light on the other side. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a driven entrepreneur who built her business from scratch. She was used to pushing herself relentlessly, always striving for more, achieving bigger goals. But lately, she felt drained, uninspired, and like everything had lost its meaning. Even the success that once brought her joy now felt hollow. She hit what we call the dark night of the soul, questioning her purpose, doubting her abilities, feeling overwhelmed by it all. Sarah realized she needed to make a change. She started practicing mindfulness, taking walks in nature, and reconnecting with her passion for creativity. She also sought support from friends and mentors, sharing her struggles and learning from their experiences. Slowly but surely, Sarah began to emerge from the darkness. She rediscovered her purpose, found joy in the journey, and learned that true fulfillment comes from within, not from external achievements. So, remember, no matter what you're facing, whether it's grief, loss, career burnout, or relationship struggles, the dark night of the soul can be a catalyst for profound growth. Embrace the discomfort, seek support, practice self-compassion, and trust that this too shall pass. You are stronger than you think, and there is light waiting for you on the other side. Take action today. Share your thoughts with me. What's your biggest takeaway from this episode? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. And remember, until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and never stop seeking fortitude first.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.